Alaska women are smart, tough, and resourceful, and the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame honors some of these outstanding citizens each year. 11 women were inducted this spring in an Anchorage ceremony. Past Hall of Fame inductees Jane Anbig and Fran Ulmer took turns introducing them. Dr. Elizabeth Fuller Elsner was inducted this year. Here's Jane Anbig.
Our next inductee is Dr. Elizabeth Fuller Elsner. Achievement in medicine and education. Elizabeth Elsner was one of 12 doctors in the territory of Alaska in 1954. As a public health physician, she was responsible for the northern half of Alaska, and her job was to inoculate and immunize thousands of people who lived there against polio, tuberculosis, and diphtheria. She then shifted her focus on Fairbanks, where she created the Public Health Center, the Fairbanks Public Health Center in Fairbanks, and then went to work for the university, where she was the instructor for physicians, for nurses, as well as, oh, by the way, the university doctor on staff for the students. She resides in Fairbanks, and she is now 93 years old. Receiving her award on her behalf is her son, Peter Elsner, and grandson, Nate. Please come up.
Hey guys. Excuse me. I feel a little inadequate. I don't have a backup band. I think I might be the wrong gender.
But you get to talk about your mom. It's okay.
I brought my best asset, my son. On behalf of my entire family, I would like to thank everyone concerned for inducting my mother, Dr. Elizabeth Fuller Elsner, into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. I would also like to apologize to all of you here tonight that my mother wasn't able to attend. Her birthday, she'll be 94 exactly 1 month from now. My mother's maternal grandfather was a doctor, and she's related to Dr. Samuel B. Fuller, who came to America on the Mayflower. That might be part of what influenced her to become a doctor. She specialized in pediatrics and especially enjoyed helping underprivileged mothers take care of their babies. Just yesterday, she reminded me that her most important contribution when she first came up here in the 50s was examining babies in the villages. She was often the first doctor to see these children, so she checked them for any defects they might have been born with so they could get to town and see a specialist or go to the hospital. Besides being a strong believer in preventative care, she also supported immunizations against communicable diseases. I can testify to that because I clearly remember her coming home from work and jabbing me with whatever was the latest vaccine. Recent outbreaks of diseases we had once nearly eradicated have proven that continuing to immunize the public is vital. Dr. Elsner was also a strong supporter of nurses. She realized the value of Alaska's native nurses, especially because in the 1950s, they were the ones who brought public health care to the villages. I'm certain her forays far out of town, where she sometimes waded across streams and always fought mosquitoes just to make a house call, must have inspired many others to follow in her footsteps. And Nate has an anecdote he'd like to share with you.
So, thank you. My grandmother's first job when she became a doctor was riding around New York City in the back of an ambulance. She told me a story about how the ambulance driver would turn on the siren and lights sometimes so he could get back quick and get a pizza. Once she even fell out of an ambulance that slid around a corner and the rear door opened. So a few years later, when she came to Alaska, bush flying didn't seem too scary. Thank you.
That was Dr. Elizabeth Fuller Elsner, a 2017 inductee into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.